When shopping for clothes, would it matter to you which changing room you used? High Street store Topshop have now made their dressing areas gender neutral. This comes after a transgender customer complained to the store that they had been denied entry to the female changing rooms. The commentator is Emma Wolfe and Fionnuala Meredith with us today. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, what do you make of this then? All Topshop, the High Street Topshop, they've made their dressing areas gender neutral, Emma.
I've got a lot of concerns about this. My first question is, who's going to police these spaces? What if women feel uncomfortable or threatened in these spaces? There are so many questions. What if there are accusations of assault? How are these places kept safe? How do you judge whether someone is genuinely asking, as this customer was, as a transgender customer, to use a women's space? I don't know. Can any men just wander in? Is there going to be some kind of someone checking this? I mean, why not just have unisex changing cubicles?
Why would they need to be any more checked than there's something loaded in what you're saying here, Shirley? Why would they need to be any more checked than any other dressing room, be it male only, female only dressing room? What are you trying to say here about the propensity to commit crime?
It's loaded, of course. It's a difficult subject. I'll give you an example. In my swimming pool, if a man is coming in the women's changing area where the women are naked and in the shower and changing, if a man, a male engineer or plumber, is coming in, they have three women who stand there by the door and by the shower saying, there's a man in here. I know it's an uncomfortable thing to say. I'm just wondering, what's the bar? Can any man who maybe just wants to see women undress, can any man just wander in?
Fionnuala?
Well, I don't think any man is going to see any woman undressing because they are in cubicles. It's different from a swimming pool changing room where you do often see people not in the cubicles, you know, getting changed, getting tiled, and they would be naked then. But I don't think that's the same for a changing area in a clothes shop. I think it's worth saying that there's at least one high street clothes shop, Urban Outfitters, that already has gender neutral changing. And of course,
no, they have individual cubicles.
Yeah, but you have individual cubicles in Topshop as well.
It's an open area. This is what we're talking about. It's a gender-neutral open area.
No, it's not the same thing. You can go in, you can shut the curtain. I think one thing Topshop could do, just for everybody's comfort, is actually have proper cubicles, as many clothes shops do, where you can actually lock the door. I think people would feel more comfortable then. But I don't feel personally any issue about going into, I mean, I'm a bit old for Topshop, I've got to say, but going into any clothes shop and getting changed in an area where I can shut a curtain or a door and I'm private in that space. If there's a bloke in the next one, it doesn't bother me. I think if we're talking about women-only spaces, we should be worrying about things like, you know, issues like domestic violence refuges, rape crisis centres. We could be talking about single-sex hospital wards. If we're going to be worrying about women-only spaces, I think those are the things that we should be talking about rather than something so trivial as, you know, a Topshop changing room.
Well, I just think there's a wider issue here. I think that the rest of us who have identified as male and female for our entire lives, I mean, this is a very, very thing. And 99.9% of us identify as male or female, and we are having a whole new regime foisted upon us by a very, very, very tiny minority. And I think that, you know, I think children are incredibly confused.
It's been foisted upon you,
is it? I think young people are incredibly confused. I think that we are creating a really, really confusing environment.
I think we've just got to come back to the practicalities. I don't think we need to get our knickers in a twist because, you know, Topshop decides to have gender-neutral changing. I mean, I think we're civilised enough to have that. And if you think
Topshop
about it...
Topshop have said in their statement, by the way, customers are free to use any of the fitting rooms located within our stores.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything to get worried about. And I think, you know, if you look at a changing room environment, it's bright, it's busy, there's generally a changing room attendant. I don't think you're going to get too many pervs sneaking in and trying to look through the curtains. I think it would be pretty obvious if someone was going to do that.
But again, I come back to it. Why, when we're talking about a transgender issue, does the conversation very quickly go to pervs and...
I didn't say pervs. I'm just wondering if any man can just wander in.
Yes, Fionnuala, of course you can.
Yeah, I'm not talking about transgender people. I'm talking about the concern that men could walk in, and I'm talking about male-identified men, that men could walk in and look at young women through the curtains. That's what I think the concern is here. Personally, I don't have that concern.
Listen, it's an interesting discussion, and it's a pity we don't have more time.